So bear with me for a moment. I'm going to talk about an old rock and roll song. Anybody here ever heard of a band called the Coasters? Yes, you're showing your age. That's okay. The Coasters were active in the late 50s and early 60s, which I must say was before my time. But I am aware of them. And they had a song, and that song was called Along Came Jones. It's a great little song. Each verse in this song is a scenario where something terrible is happening. It's sort of based on a Western movie or a Western TV show like Bonanza. In the first verse, a bad gunslinger is chasing poor Sweet Sue. And he traps her in the sawmill, right? And the background singer, so he's chased her and he's in the sawmill, and the background singer say, and then? And he says, and he tied her up. And then? He turned on the buzz saw. And then? Each verse goes that way. Some terrible thing is happening with this gunslinger, right? He's got dynamite. He says, and then? He lit the fuse. And then? He threw the dynamite in the sawmill, and then ties the girl up, puts her on the railroad tracks, and then the trains are coming, and then something amazing happens in that song. After each verse, there's a giant switch. The background singer is saying, I'm terrified. The lead singer comes in and he says, Along Came Jones. And the song changes, and then the chorus from this scary verses, right? The chorus is this glorious rock and roll celebration. Along Came Jones, slow talking Jones, slow walking Jones. And everything's great. Nothing happens. There's rescue, there's deliverance, right? Along Came Jones. It's a great song. It's just a silly rock and roll song from the early 60s, but I submit it's a modern fairy tale. It's an echo. It's a faint picture of the gospel of Jesus Christ and his return at the end of the world. There's this interesting thing that happens in the Bible, that whenever the scriptures mention the second coming of Christ, the end of the world, there is always darkness and misery. Strange things are happening. There's great fear. God's wrath over sin is apparent. His anger, the punishment that's going to come. We heard the images this morning in Daniel. There were fiery flames. It's a courtroom scene, right? And the judge sits and the books are open, the books presumably that spell out everything that we've done wrong. It's judgment day. The word itself is scary. Jesus in the gospel lesson talks about tribulation, the stars falling, the universe itself disintegrating. The book of Revelation talks about all creation, every person wailing in fear. But in the middle of all of that, in the scriptures, whenever the scriptures talk about this woe and this wrath, there is with those scenes of great comfort and rejoicing and hope. It's like my song, Along Came Jones. And then, Along Came Jones. In the scriptures, as things get worse, as the end times press down upon us, as Jesus returns with fire and judgment, the scripture tells us there's a great switch. The Son of Man comes in our scripture lessons this morning for the last Sunday. It says that this Son of Man that comes in the midst of all the fire and the flames, he comes with an eternal kingdom. In our intro that we sang together, it speaks of a new heaven and a new earth, the kingdom of righteousness. Even though there is fire and condemnation, the book of Revelation proclaims that Jesus has freed us from our sins by his blood. And Jesus says he will gather all of his chosen and gather them into heaven. This is how God works. He snatches victory and eternal life from the very jaws of hell and death. Think of the crucifixion. Jesus' body and blood beaten on the cross. The devil and hell and sin, for all appearances completely victorious. Jesus, the Son of God, lifeless and dead. Jesus rises. And that dead, lifeless one is the Son of God, the Savior, the Messiah who has come. Not to condemn sinners, but to die in their place and to rise again. And Jesus' death and resurrection stomps down the gates of hell, stomps down death. Us too. God's word speaks sure words of condemnation upon us. We are sinners. We have failed. God hates sin. His wrath is destined for us. God says, No. For Jesus Christ has died precisely for sinners. And God speaks. When we are sure that we are unworthy and unholy and excluded, God says, you are forgiven. You are baptized. You are holy in Christ. You are saints, holy ones. The great song in the midst of this terrifying judgment is a song of praise to God in heaven for his grace and his mercy, for the joy that comes for all of God's people in his presence. The scriptures are clear that sin, not your past, not your conscience, not your guilt, not hell, none of it, Satan, none of it has any power over you. You have been rescued. You are the baptized. You are the chosen one. Romans 8 says, there is now, no condemnation for those who are in Christ. Romans says further, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ, which is in Christ Jesus. Jesus himself says in the Gospel of John, I give them eternal life, and no one can snatch them out of my hand. The Bible rightly speaks and shows us visions of woe and condemnation and wrath. And they are scary. And they are supposed to be scary. And they're supposed to scare us. And they are supposed to remind us that our only hope is in Christ Jesus. There is no hope in us. There is no hope in what we do, what we achieve, how we can impress God, none. But there is every hope, and there is every future in Christ Jesus who died and rose again. For Christians, the end of the world is one last great from God our Father. One last great reversal, a switch, a surprise. There will be fire. There will be fear. But God will snatch us out and bring us into the green pastures of heavenly peace, what St. Peter calls a new heaven and a new earth. So when you get home today, go on YouTube and look up Along Came Jones by the Coasters. Don't play the Ray Stevens version. It's not very good. Play the one by the Coasters. But after you play that, then play A Mighty Fortress and The Church's One Foundation and I Know That My Redeemer Lives. And remember, there is no such person as Jones. That's just a silly rock and roll song. But there is a Jesus, a mighty Lord, a God who came, who died, and who rose to take us out of God's wrath to take us out of hell and to save us. And at the end, he will come and he will gather us all into his presence forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.